The views and opinions expressed during this program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cox Media Group, Ohio.
This hour is sponsored by SimTrainer.
This is WHIO's consumer warrior, Clark Howard. Beware scam artists in Dayton. I'll find you out.
This is WHIO meteorologist Kirstie Zantini. If weather breaks this hour, we will break it.
And you're listening to an Ask the Expert weekend on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome to this Saturday afternoon broadcast of Shooting from the Hip. I'm Jeff Pedro in with Mark Avery, and we're from SimTrainer, the Dayton area's first indoor range and firearms training center. You can visit us on the web at www.sim-trainer.com. You can stop down the store located at 2031 Dryden Road, Moraine, or you can give us a call at 937-293-3914, and we'd be more than glad to discuss with you any of your firearms-related needs or interests. I'd like to start off today's show by mentioning that this past week we had some important legislation. House Bill 228 progressed through the Senate committees, and it's apparently going to be on to the governor's desk for signature. And we're fortunate to have with us today State Representative, now Ohio Senator-elect Steve Huffman, who's going to tell us a little bit about what happened and where the bill's going to go at the present time. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us, Representative Huffman. And tell us basically how things progressed this past week and where we stand now relative to HB 228 and its companion bill.
Well, we go back about a month. I was on the show with you. We passed 228 out of the House, and it had was known as Stand Your Ground, and had a lot of other provisions. It went over to the Senate. In the last couple of weeks, the Senate, some people will say that it weakened the bill, but it is still a very good bill. They removed the duty to retreat, but kept a lot of really good provisions in there and added some. And at this time of year, they brought in some other bills that they were looking at. So overall, it's a good bill. It wasn't exactly where people that like the Second Amendment wanted it to land, but we're making progress forward, and I think it's a good bill.
Now, by remove duty to retreat, you mean they removed the provision in the bill that would have extended the exemption for duty to retreat to any place you're legally allowed to be. So it reverts back to what it is now. Is that only in your home or your car?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, and Steve, we've talked many times on the show, and I think even with you, we realize of the three elements in the state of Ohio needed to prove that deadly force was necessary and was reasonable, one of the elements was you had no legal duty to retreat. And we say all along that that's the one that very seldom comes into play. Quite frankly, from my experience as a law enforcement officer and as a professional who's followed this area of law quite closely over the last 15 years, the first element of you weren't at fault for starting it, and the third element, no legal duty to retreat, very seldom comes into play in most of the legal matters. And most of the cases hinge on whether or not the individual had a reasonable good faith belief that his life or someone else's life was in imminent jeopardy. Is that kind of how you've seen it and how you understand the law, how it plays out in reality?
Oh, I agree. That's reality about it. We'll come back another day and see how much farther we can progress. But like I said, this is a good bill. I think one of the big things it does is self-defense. It shifts the state of the burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that a person charged with an offense that involved the use of force against another did not use the force in self-defense.
Well,
so if you move it over to the prosecution rather than the defendant.
And where it should be with the prosecution, we've talked about how critical that was. Even though initially, as you mentioned at the beginning of the show, that this bill had been tagged or dubbed the duty to retreat Stand Your Ground bill, the most important provision in my mind was this issue that you change the burden to the prosecution to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the individual was not acting in self-defense, whereas before, the individual using deadly force had to prove beyond a preponderance of the evidence that he was, in fact. So they switched the burden, but they also made it in line with the way criminal cases are typically handled, where the prosecution has to prove beyond a reasonable doubt the issue at hand.
And I think a thing that a lot of people don't realize is that Ohio was the only state left in the union that still required the person doing the defending to prove beyond by preponderance of the evidence that it was justified, rather than having that burden on the prosecutor.
You know, I agree. I think that is a great provision, and you know, being the last one, disappointed Ohio's at, but we're going forward. You know, also if we kept in there the straw sale of firearms. You know, we increased if you go and buy a firearm just to give it to somebody else that can't legally carry that firearm. You know, we're going to add more penalties on people like that. And I think we're all okay with the right people having firearms, just not the dangerous people, and the people aren't allowed to have.
And that's already a federal requirement anyway.
Right.
Yep.
And the one thing, Steve, we've seen relative to that provision, the issue isn't so much enhancing the penalties as enforcing the law. And what I mean by that is whether it's 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years, just saying you have it and then you slap somebody on the wrist and say, well, you shouldn't do that, as has been not always the case, but has commonly been the case in the past far too often. Now they're going to say, look, this is the penalty. Not only is it the federal level, but it's the state penalty, and we are going to impose it because that's what's going to actually stop some of these straw purchases and people from purchasing firearms for people who shouldn't get them.
Yeah, that's correct. Another thing it does, it makes the law officers always on duty, and it allows them to you cannot bar a law enforcement or an investigator from carrying a weapon onto your premises.
I know that that's been a stumbling point for many years. As a retired police officer, when I was active, it doesn't apply to me now, but when I was active, there were some discussions about where you could and where you can't and when you are and when you aren't, and I think this helps clarify that to make it more reasonable, because I was one of those guys who, because of my assignments, because of the type of job that I had and the type of job that I did, I ran into people all the time. And there's always that possibility, and it's just reassuring to know that the legislature is now recognizing that police officers have to be given that latitude.
Yeah, I mean, it protects the law enforcement officer. They are skilled with a firearm, and they carry it for a reason, and it just allows them to carry out their job.
You know, one thing I want to bring to your attention, that the Dayton Daily News, or one of the local news outlets, reported that the state senator Peggy Lehner of Kettering opposed the bill, saying, quote, it fails to address the issue of gun violence. And I want to just stop right there. When she says that the bill, as she voted against, failed to issue or to deal with the issue of gun violence, I have to agree. And at its very core, your legislation, both as is and as passed, does in fact address directly the issue of gun violence, in that it allows individuals to use deadly force when they potentially could be victims of gun violence. And in my mind, by removing the element of making people have to decide under a stressful, highly stressful, ever-changing, rapidly evolving incident, whether or not they have a duty to retreat, that just creates another brief instant of doubt that could result in somebody not being able to stop gun violence against themselves or another. So when she made that comment, I know she's going to be one of your colleagues as senator-elect. You're going to be working with her, and I hope that you can establish relationships and maybe even change her opinion, because she went on to say that so far the response of the body, the Senate, has been to do nothing about gun violence. And I just can't disagree with her more, especially when I think that, and I'm saying this based on some inside knowledge of her in particular, her rationale, some of the things she thinks about, and generally how people who talk about, quote, gun violence, unquote, they just in their mind have something more. And as I've mentioned, and I know as you know, more laws aren't going to stop it. More provisions aren't going to stop it. Things are going to happen. We have to deal with individuals and the actions they engage in. And we've got to put the focus rightfully where it needs to be. Do you feel the same as I do relative to her assessment of gun violence, or do you have a different opinion?
No, I agree with you. And I think that, you know, you'd have to ask Peggy Lehner, to explain that herself. I don't want to speak for her, but I think in general, you know, she feels that we should do something to help the mentally ill and other people that that at times use guns illegally and in a violent way, and try to help those people before we pass more Second Amendment rights. But there's other people like myself that feel that we need to continue to advance our Second Amendment. So
yeah, well, it just was frustrating. She went on to finish by saying even the most simple common sense measures have been rejected by this body. I mean, all of you as representatives as senators, you swear an oath to protect the Constitution of the United States and uphold the Constitution of the state of Ohio. And the Second Amendment is a critical part of that Constitution. And the ability to utilize the Second Amendment to defend yourself against violent actions is kind of one of the core reasons people kind of move to the Second Amendment in modern society. It's not just to be able to own a gun and put it in a safe and bring it out and show your buddies when you're having a family outing, but it's to engage in the shooting sports, it's to engage in competitive shooting, and it's to utilize firearms in self-defense. So there's a picture there that I wish she would have just said that she's reserved her opinion rather than to go out, I think, on a limb and say that they didn't even address the most common sense measures in the current legislation, either as initially adopted or initially offered and then ultimately passed.
Well, that common sense legislation, gun legislation, is the euphemism that the anti-gun crowd likes to use when they talk about gun control.
Yeah. No, I agree. But, you know, where this bill is going, so we, the Senate passed it. We waited a few hours and it came back for, they made their changes and we made our, we agreed with their changes and we sent it to the governor. So we passed it on Thursday. My understanding is that we quickly did the procedural things and got it to the governor's desk.
Okay, so then
he has 10 days to sign the bill or veto the bill. And most of us believe he will veto the bill on the last minute of the 10th day, which then puts us about the 19th or 20th of December. We have our last session is next Thursday, but we have an as-needed session on the 20th, both the House and the Senate, to override that veto. But
excellent.
If you look at the vote numbers, we need 60 to override in the House. We have 59 votes. I'm confident we will get to 60. So if you look at the people who voted and didn't vote, Representative Vitale, Hood, Keller, Detweiler, did not vote at all. I believe they're very, very strong Second Amendment people, and they will come and vote and get us to the override.
And I'm assuming they didn't vote because they simply weren't there at the time that the vote was held?
They weren't physically there. They were there early in the afternoon, and then they left. My only concern is that they are hard Second Amendment people, and they don't feel we go far enough. But I believe that we need to take the small steps that we can to keep our Second Amendment. But I believe that they will. And then you look at the Senate, who only had 19 votes, and they need 20 votes. The one person that was not there that day was Senator Frank LaRose. Senator LaRose will become Secretary of State at the first of the year. And I can't remember if he was an Army Ranger or a Navy SEAL. I think he was an Army Ranger. And has supported the Second Amendment rights, and he would make the 20th vote if everybody comes back and agrees to the override. So I'm very confident that week of the 19th or 20th, we'll all come back and override that veto.
Representative Huffman, thanks for being with us, but please hang on because we need to take a break and we will be right back after this. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro on Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Sim Trainer is the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility. Sim Trainer is a members-only facility featuring 10 individual shooting stalls and a mechanical target retrieval system. Their range is also climate controlled for your year-round comfort. Sim Trainer offers both pay-as-you-go and year-long individual and family memberships. They're also proud to offer reduced-rate memberships for law enforcement and military. Need training? Sim Trainer holds unique and innovative firearms training courses, including the award-winning First Shots program, a concealed carry course, and an advanced five-course handgun series. Sim Trainer is open Monday through Sunday. Check the website, sim-trainer.com, to find out more, or call 293-3914. Sim Trainer, the Dayton area's premier indoor shooting range and firearms training facility, 2031 Dryden Road in Moraine, just across from DPNL. Online at sim-trainer.com.
Now at Menards, save big money on your next project with 11% off everything. Add warmth and beauty to any room with Dakota Pre-Finished Shiplap. Its tongue and groove design installs with hidden fastening for professional results. In 8 attractive finishes, only $7.99 per piece after sale price and 11% off. Get 11% off everything now at Menards. Good through December 8th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to get your pumpkin on at Frisch's Big Boy. Come on in for that delicious hometown favorite pumpkin pie you crave. How about our new smooth and creamy pumpkin cheesecake? It's so good. Or maybe you're wanting to dive into that colossal one-of-a-kind taste of our pumpkin spice caramel cake. All of these incredible pumpkin dessert favorites are handmade from scratch with care. Favorites like these can only be found at Frisch's Big Boy. So you better hurry in and get your pumpkin on, because these great pumpkins won't last forever.
Have you been thinking about retiring? It could be the most important decision of your life. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. right here on WHIO for answers to your questions about how to maximize your money during retirement and learn strategies about minimizing your taxes. Get the facts and learn about all of your options. Tune in to Russell Total Wealth Radio Saturdays at 1 p.m. on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Part of our Ask the Expert weekends.
At Miami Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. And with over 1,800 gaming machines.
Hey, Lucy.
Oh, wow. It's Bucky, the Buckeye farmer.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the people.
So there's tiny people inside the microphones? Awesome.
Aw, Bucky. Visit Miami Valley Gaming just off I-75 at exit 29. Get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
America's Best Choice Windows and Doors is the number one fastest growing window and door company in the Miami Valley. Stop by our showroom at 100 North Sunset Drive in Piqua, Ohio to see our full line of Provia windows and doors. Or call us for a free quote at 937-570-6785. Because your first choice should always be America's Best Choice Windows and Doors. American made, American strong, American proud.
Hi, it's Larry Hanskin. Mike Lindell revolutionized the sleep industry when he developed MyPillow, and he changed my life forever when he asked me to try MyPillow over 3 years ago, and I've been telling you since then about how much better I'm sleeping, falling asleep right away, staying asleep, getting that deep recuperative sleep I need. Could it get any better? Well, it has, with MyPillow Mattress Topper. MyPillow Mattress Topper goes right on top of your existing mattress. You just adjust the straps, and that's it. You're ready to go. Enjoy an even better sleep. Well, right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code WHIO, you'll get 30% off your MyPillow Mattress Topper and two free MyPillow Standard Premium Pillows. Again, these are the same pillows I've been talking about for over 3 years that help me sleep so great. I know they'll do the same for you, especially with the MyPillow Mattress Topper. It comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee made right here in the USA. I know you're going to love MyPillow and the MyPillow Mattress Topper.
Sunshine peeking through some thin cirrus clouds out there today. High temperatures climbing to 31 degrees as we go into the overnight hours, dipping down into the upper teens once again under partly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high temperature lifting into the middle to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
The Miami Valley's only radio station for 24-hour breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. And if you want to get in on today's show, please call us here at the studio at 457-1290. That's 457-1290. We'd be more than glad to talk with you. We have with us today State Representative, now Senator-elect Steve Huffman, who just gave us a very detailed overview of House Bill 228 that is basically been sent to the governor for signature. We're awaiting to see whether or not he signs it or vetoes it. They apparently have in place a provision that if he vetoes it, there's some time for them to get it back and override the veto, and hopefully it'll become law. I wanted to mention, Representative Huffman, that over the last 15 years, I have said many times that the Ohio concealed carry law has been a law that I have seen have regular, almost yearly changes in the positive direction, more than probably any law. Matter of fact, more than any 5 or 10 laws that I've ever been associated with. And I think, you know, we talk about how maybe some people are frustrated that certain provisions didn't get included in this compromised bill. We're certainly moving forward, and the shifting the burden of proof to the prosecution to prove beyond a reasonable doubt is a huge step. And I just wanted you to kind of close today by mentioning, you know, how you feel about that general concept and anything else you want to add to our listening audience.
No, I agree. I mean, in the last 20 years, we're continuing to make small steps forward. We didn't lose our Second Amendment rights or fractions thereof all at once. There was a progression that was chipped away at our Constitution, the Second Amendment, and here in Ohio, we're making. I probably accidentally said it was a small step. I do think this is probably the biggest bill in the last 20 years that's giving our rights back to us, and it's nothing new. It's the rights that we have in the Constitution.
You're shifting the burden of proof back to where it really is for everything else is a huge change in terms of what it means to the individual who ends up having to use deadly force to defend themselves.
Representative Huffman, I want you to know we very much appreciate having you call in to give us very detailed, accurate information. It's vital to your constituency. It's vital to our listeners. It's vital to handgun enthusiasts or gun enthusiasts. And I think it's just vital to citizens to know that our government is working. I mean, in a time when we see what's happening on the national level, to a certain degree, some of the things that happened at the state level earlier with some of the suspensions and secessions of sessions of state government and then local government, it's really nice to know that the Ohio legislature is moving forward in such a critical issue. And I want to thank you for joining us and for being part of that, and wish you continued luck, and hope we can maintain a cordial friendship throughout when you take your new position over the first of the year.
Well, I appreciate it. I appreciate what you do for the Second Amendment, and I wish you and all your listeners a happy holiday, and hopefully in a couple weeks we can talk about when this law will take place, because we'll override the veto. So you guys take care and have a good afternoon.
Excellent. Thank you so much for joining us today. Representative Steve Huffman from the Ohio General Assembly, now Senator-elect.
We're looking forward to that update in a few days. Mark, he mentioned something that I know you had a little bit reaction to, but it's something you've said all along.
I absolutely have been an advocate of let's get it all fixed. But when we can't get it all fixed at once, to say, well, because this isn't the perfect bill, it doesn't have everything that I wanted in it, therefore I'm going to vote against it, is naive. Those people who took away each of those little chips out of our right that was guaranteed, not granted, but guaranteed by the Second Amendment. And oh, by the way, Ohio Constitution Article 1, Section 4 has almost exactly the same words. Because those were whittled away a little bit at a time, for us to expect that there's going to be a magic baton that gets swept and suddenly the Second Amendment means exactly what the words are, that's naive to believe that's going to happen. And so we should take every win we can get. That's exactly how we lost it. They took their wins. We're able to take them back. And people like Representative Steve Huffman and many others doing exactly that and working in that direction is the best way to do that. All right, we're going to take a break and head out into the news center. Stay with us. Give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll get you on your show as well. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
When the Miami Valley gets hit with breaking news, severe weather, or traffic tie-ups, depend on us for up-to-the-minute information. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 2:30. I'm Dave Daniels with a WHIO news update. Our top story, President Trump and his team saying that yesterday's filings in the Mueller investigation clearly exonerate the president.
A dry stretch expected for the Miami Valley, but I'll be talking the next chance for rain or snow in my forecast. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag. Your exclusive WHIO forecast is coming up.
Now WHIO Triple Team traffic looking good on your Miami Valley highways and byways this afternoon. No accidents or delays to tell you about. If you're headed south on 75 from Route 40 to Route 35, that 14-mile drive will take you just about 14 minutes. Our top story.
Reporting from our nation's capital, Jamie Dupree 2.0.
President Trump declaring himself vindicated by Friday's legal submissions, but the details for the president may not be so clear.
The filings accuse the president's former campaign manager Paul Manafort of repeatedly lying even after agreeing to cooperate in the Russia probe. Also, the feds say the president actively directed his former personal lawyer Michael Cohen to pay off two women before the 2016 elections.
Our Washington insider Jamie Dupree says this all but labels the president as an unindicted co-conspirator. You can find more on his blog at our website, WHIO.com. Now to Kettering, where cops are asking for your help in finding a man they say used stolen credit cards at several stores.
Those cards were reportedly taken during a vehicle break-in at the parking lot of the YMCA on Marshall Road. Cops say the man they're looking for may be driving a newer silver GMC SUV. You can see images of that man captured by surveillance cameras on our website, WHIO.com.
WHIO's Jonah Oddy with team coverage. Anyone with information is asked to call Officer John Farrell at 296-2555. Deputies are investigating a death in Washington Township Saturday. A woman calling dispatch just before noon to report finding her son dead in the basement of a home in the 1500 block of Chartwell Drive. No word yet on the victim's identity or cause of death. We'll keep you updated as this story develops. The Dayton Flyers will be on the road tonight looking to pull an upset.
Lob for Toppin. He makes the catch and stuffs it.
Dayton will be in action at number 8 Auburn in Auburn, Alabama. Our pregame coverage begins tonight at 7:30. Tip-off is at 8:30 with Larry Hanskin. Flyer feedback will follow after the game, all right here on the home of the Flyers.
That's WHIO's John Tisdale reporting. And in Philadelphia, it's my favorite football game of the year.
President Trump will preside over the coin toss at the Army-Navy game, as previous presidents have done before him. This is his first Army-Navy game as president. He was at the 2016 game as president-elect. By custom, presidents sit on the Army side of the stadium for one half and the Navy side for the other.
The Corps of Cadets from the U.S. Military Academy marching onto the field as we speak. The Army Black Knights are a 7-point favorite over the Navy midshipmen. Today's game is the 119th in the storied rivalry between the two service academies. You can see the game live at 3 o'clock on News Center 7. Now with the most accurate and dependable forecast, here's Storm Center 7 meteorologist Jesse Mag.
Sunshine peeking through some thin cirrus clouds out there today. High temperatures climbing to 31 degrees as we go into the overnight hours, dipping down into the upper teens once again under partly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high temperature lifting into the middle to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7, WHIO.
Latest scan of the live Doppler 7 radar. Some of those high clouds giving us that filtered sunshine look out there. It's 26 degrees in Huber Heights, 26 in Springfield, and 27 degrees in Dayton at 234. I'm Dave Daniels, WHIO, continuing news.
Remember in 2016 when interest rates went up, pensions lost thousands of dollars in value. Don't fall victim when this happens again. You could lose $20,000, $30,000, even $40,000 of your hard-earned money. As an associate, you need to learn the facts about your lump sum payment. Join Mike Martinez, the president of the Pension Group, for one of his upcoming workshops where he can help you better understand your pension options. You pick the date, Tuesday, December 11th at Henry's Restaurant in Kenton, or Thursday, December 13th at the Homecoming in Bell Fountain. For more information about these events and to reserve your seat, call 833-362-4600. That's 833-362-4600. Seating is limited, so call now. For more than two decades, Mike has helped thousands just like you make informed pension decisions. Get the facts about your pension Tuesday, December 11th or Thursday, December 13th. Mike Martinez and the Pension Group, 833-362-4600 or online at thepensiongroup.com. Investment advisory services offered through the Pension Group.
Dayton and Springfield station for 24-hour news, weather, and traffic. And our Ask the Expert weekends. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip. Glad that you've been able to join us this afternoon. If you'd like to get more information about the show, go to our website at sim-trainer.com/radio. And there you'll also be able to get to our podcast, which has the last 60 hours of the show. We also have other information there. If you'd like to get to our Facebook page, you can get that from the bottom of almost any of our pages. Same for our Twitter feed. And all of that is another great way to get caught up with what's going on at Sim Trainer and what we're doing at the radio show.
Mark, I want to take just a minute at this point to talk about Haas Custom Holsters and mention some of the products that we've had at the range for a couple of years now. Haas Customs holsters are among the best handmade Kydex holsters available, whether for everyday concealed carry or at the range for training and practice. Every holster is handcrafted right here in Dayton. And the Andy Hostetler, who is the owner and the person who does all the hard work, keeps your safety and comfort in mind. Remember that when it comes to holsters, one size does not fit all. As those of us that have been involved in the gun world for many years know, the thing that we have the most are of a bunch of excess holsters that we discarded into a drawer or a box that we no longer have and we can't get rid of. And from what I've known from people I talk to, that can sometimes be in the hundreds of dollars of wasted holsters. Haas holsters are built specifically for your gun. You spend a lot of time and thought choosing a firearm, and we want you to put the same diligence in choosing your holster. If it seems overwhelming, you can go out to HaasCustomHolsters.com, use the contact link, and Andy will happily answer all your questions and guide you through the process to find what's right for you. If you question the quality or the utility of these holsters, come on down and stop by Sim Trainer and ask one of our staff members to show you the holsters, let you handle the holsters, let you go into our classroom and use some of our training guns, and actually try the holster on and see how it works. For more information, you can, again, go to HaasCustomHolsters.com. That's Haas, H-O-S-S, Custom Holsters, all one word, .com, and check out the full line of models and styles and to place your order today. Or come by the range and take a look at our inventory to see if there's something that we can help you with. If we don't have it, we'll make sure to place an order, and Andy will get it to you in a timely manner.
Well, we've certainly had a busy day going on today. We've had Representative Steve Huffman to start out the show. We've got another guest that's on the line who's got some other perspectives and things to talk about. With us today from Buckeye Firearms Association is Joe Eaton. Joe, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here, guys.
Joe, in the top of the hour, we had Representative Huffman go over the current status of the law, and I know it's something that the Buckeye Firearms Association has been advocating. It's mainly been through your motivation, I think, that we've probably gotten to where we're at in the positive changes that have been made to the concealed carry bill over the last 14 years, which I think are many and significant. But it's due to the Buckeye Firearms Association's updates that they send out to the membership, encouraging us to get a hold of our representatives and urging them to move forward on certain provisions. This one's critical because, you know, we're in the 11th hour, and I think we've made some positive. We didn't get everything we wanted, but it's still a good bill. Your thoughts?
Oh, exactly. You know, this bill has been in existence in some form or other, I believe, since 2011 when Representative Johnson introduced it in his very first year in the Ohio House. And, you know, this is his last year due to term limits. So, you know, after fighting for 8 years, we would love to see this bill become law. Again, it's still a moving thing. As you heard earlier, there are lots of pieces that have to fall in place, but we're comfortable at this point that the votes are certainly there in the House. The Senate this time around seems to be the one where things are really really somewhat still up in the air, but the way that the vote came down on the substitute bill that the Senator introduced, it looks like they can override the veto. And that's huge because there are still a lot of good things in this, even though we were not able to get everything that we've been working very hard on for 8 years now.
And Representative Huffman spelled that out, but we think probably the most valuable element, not only of this bill, but maybe of any of the bills over the last 3, 4, 5 years, was the shifting of the burden of proof to the prosecution to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the individual who uses a deadly force did not use it in self-defense. That's huge, getting us more in line with how things should be relative to all other criminal prosecutions and certainly with how things are around the rest of the country.
If there's anything in the concealed carry class that people smack their head over and just can't believe that's the way the law is written in Ohio, it's when I explain that provision in the law.
Yeah, it's really hard because we all grew up in school, you know, hearing that you're innocent until proven guilty. And even as of now, that's not the way it works for self-defense in Ohio. You're guilty until you prove yourself innocent. And this bill, that is the main focus of it, is to shift that burden of proof so the crime victim does not have to go prove a negative. If someone is the victim of crime, they have to use deadly force to keep themselves or their family safe. They do not have additional burdens put on them. They can start healing at that point. And more importantly, even the state of proof that the prosecutor had before to overturn a claim of self-defense was very, very low. Now the prosecutor has all of the burden on him, and he has to prove it to a much higher level to keep from wrongly accusing innocent people.
Absolutely, and that was the big fear. And as a retired police officer, that was a very heavy burden. And if you buy into our system of justice, innocent until proven guilty, and that an individual has to be, you have to present proof beyond a reasonable doubt and obtain a conviction, which is a tough standard, but it's a good standard, and it's set there to minimize, if not almost eliminate, the chance of innocent people being found guilty. And the way it was before, just depending on how cases unfolded, people could get themselves in a little bit of a legal quandary when they were faced with situations they knew were right when they did it, but then when they got mired in the justice system and they were faced with all these different sorts of rules of evidence and things of that nature, it got to be very problematic, and there could have been problems, but at least sets it straight at the present time.
And that's right. And, you know, more importantly, you look at it to other areas, you know, you'd given up your Fifth Amendment rights because you had to say, yes, I'm guilty of homicide or manslaughter or whatever the charge was.
Even assault.
They were charging you with. But, and then you had to prove the self-defense was a mitigating factor. And, you know, having to give up any of your rights is not something that we can stand for. And, you know, the other part of it is, you know, as law enforcement, you guys can tell pretty early on who the right person is in any of these situations. But
that's right.
You also know that a lot of the prosecuting, a lot of the other offices around the state do not think as highly of the private ownership of firearms as we're lucky to have here in the southwest part of the state. And,
right.
You know, that's just not something that should be allowed to stand.
Yeah, it's terribly unfortunate, and it puts people at unnecessary peril out there. I want to switch your attention. State Senator Peggy Lehner said that she opposed the bill, saying that it, quote, fails to address the issue of gun violence. And as I mentioned to Representative Huffman and to our listeners, I can't see anything that goes to the core of gun violence than allowing people to use deadly force to defend themselves against violence. And I know maybe she was talking about the duty to retreat provision, because everybody gets wrapped up on that. But when you look at the core elements of the law as it was initially written and then what was prescribed, I think it gets right to the core of gun violence. And I don't know what she's thinking by making that kind of a comment.
You know, and that's something that is troublesome anytime we're talking about this. And, you know, really what was the hard part about this bill is even after removing the duty to retreat section, we still had 3 of the Republicans who voted against this bill, even in this watered-down form, and that just leaves us too close for the veto override that we need. But, you know, when you sit down and actually talk to people about this, what they seem to miss or what the other side intentionally glosses over is none of these changes in this bill to the burden shift, to the duty to retreat, or to any of the other sections come into play until somebody is already the victim of a crime. If you're not a victim of a crime already, self-defense cannot be
absolutely
included in any part of your defense. So they are intentionally harming crime victims by opposing this law.
Absolutely. And when she talked about even the most simple common sense measures have been rejected by this body, I know she's probably talking about some of the provisions that Governor Kasich mentioned relative to what was the one, Mark, about the bump stock and some of the other issues. And And you look at just the facts go counter to that. And it unnerves me.
No way, you're not going to confuse this issue with facts.
I know. That's the problem when we try to look at facts. And I know, Joe, that's what's the kind of the angle you take too. But it was just, it's very unnerving when people look at emotion and supposition rather than factual information when they're making these kinds of decisions, and they say something that common sense measure. One of the provisions in this was to increase the penalties for straw purchases. Well, I would argue that we didn't even need that, because what we need is the enforcement of what we have. I'll certainly take increasing the penalty and then imposition of the penalty when individuals are guilty of making straw purchases. But for years, the feds have had a pretty substantial penalty in place for straw purchases of firearms, but for whatever reason, a variety of reasons, they just weren't enforced, so people didn't feel that was, you know, they weren't so compelled not to do those kinds of things. So even though they made that provision, you know, she talks common sense measure. Okay, you can argue that's a common sense measure, but let's enforce what's on the books, because there's a lot of laws already on the books that would make a difference.
That's a lot more common sense.
Yeah.
That's right. Too many of the things that they put up, and, you know, she was referring back to Kasich's Senate Bill 585 that he tried to get introduced and moved. And, you know, too many times what these changes do is simply make criminals out of otherwise honest, law-abiding people. And, you know, there are lots of things as gun owners that I think we can all agree on and support, you know, mentally incompetent people, violent felons. They shouldn't have access to firearms. So, you know, if we can give an opportunity to actually impact crime and criminals who are intentionally purchasing firearms to get around the background checks that are in place, whether the background checks work or not, that's a, you know, a whole other argument that's got to be addressed. But, you know, we've got to look at making sure that we're hitting on the right people, and focusing on criminals is a way that we make Ohio safer.
The biggest problem they fail to recognize and don't even want to address is the fact that most of the people who are going to commit crime with a gun are not going to go to a federally licensed firearms dealer to purchase it. They're going to steal it. They're going to buy it from another criminal. And that's where those guns come from. So anything that makes it more difficult for the law-abiding citizen, that doesn't do anything to prevent crime. And every one of their so-called common sense gun safety, I love that euphemism, gun control initiatives would do nothing except make it more difficult for those who are already going to follow the law.
You're exactly right. And that's something that we fight very hard on, is making sure that we are getting laws which impact the right side of it and not the normal, honest, law-abiding people. And, you know, that's the thing. We've got, you know, other things in the bill which strengthens the 9.68 preemption. You know, lots of cities were finding a quote-unquote loophole where they could pass their laws and put up their signs, and, you know, groups would file a lawsuit against them, and right before the lawsuit was being finalized, they would take down their signs or change their law and, you know, avoid the end of the lawsuit. Well, you know, now any cities choosing to go down that path are now responsible for attorney fees and other reasonable costs.
Right.
So, you know, has provided some additional protections there. You as an FFL, the Mossberg Shockwave and a few of the other ones, you know, have been an area of Ohio law that has not been clearly defined. This bill eventually will get that up. I think they were actually in the LSC. There was a drafting error in it. They inserted the language one section below where they should have. Reminds me of a few years ago when for about 2 months in Ohio, it was legal to run red lights because of a similar drafting error, but they're looking at ways to get that fixed.
Right.
So, I
want to add just
lots of other good stuff.
I want to add just one comment to something you said earlier. In addition to supporting legislation that's going to make it safer for citizens through you know, background checks and mentally deficient people, not only would we support that legislation, but we would, you know, I know lots of gun owners. I mean, lots of gun owners. They would actually initiate law enforcement, call law enforcement if they felt a situation was such that a crime was about to be committed in or had just been committed, and they would follow through. So in addition to supporting the legislation, they believe in the law and they want the law to be enforced, and that's just the way we are.
Something I think it's important to note, that as we're making this discussion, even if the bill does go through and the veto is overridden and the bill then is enrolled, it doesn't go into effect for 90 days after that. So all of the things that we're talking about here are not going to be in effect until sometime in March of next year.
Right.
So just for anybody to be, you know, you don't think that all of a sudden the change is going to be happening.
Joe, I want to take just a minute to thank you for joining us today and to thank the Buckeye Firearms Association for all they do to be advocates. And we'll stay on top of this, and we're looking forward to hearing from you here in the next couple weeks.
We're happy to talk to you anytime. You guys take care.
Okay, thanks, Joe.
We're going to take our last break for the hour. Give us a call at 457-1290, and we'll talk to Steve when we get back as well. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's our Ask the Experts weekend on the Miami Valley radio station with breaking news, weather, and traffic. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Hi, it's Larry Hanskin. Mike Lindell revolutionized the sleep industry when he developed MyPillow. And he changed my life forever when he asked me to try MyPillow over 3 years ago. And I've been telling you since then about how much better I'm sleeping. Falling asleep right away, staying asleep, getting that deep recuperative sleep I need. Could it get any better? Well, it has with MyPillow Mattress Topper. MyPillow Mattress Topper goes right on top of your existing mattress. You just adjust the straps, and that's it. You're ready to go. Enjoy an even better sleep. Well, right now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code WHIO, you'll get 30% off your MyPillow Mattress Topper and two free MyPillow Standard Premium Pillows. Again, these are the same pillows I've been talking about for over 3 years that help me sleep so great. I know they'll do the same for you, especially with the MyPillow Mattress Topper. It comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee, made right here in the USA. I know you're going to love MyPillow and the MyPillow Mattress Topper.
The Original Mattress Factory's mission is simple. We hand-build quality mattresses in our local factories. We sell those mattresses directly to our customers so we can eliminate the middleman, saving you hundreds of dollars compared to mainstream brands. While the other guys have their gimmicks, the Original Mattress Factory has a straightforward approach and is committed to quality and doing what's best for our customers. It's what we've done for almost 30 years. Go to originalmattress.com to see the OMF difference for yourself.
Great beds, no bull. That is the Original Mattress Factory difference. Quality products plus factory direct prices equals great value. Mattresses that are designed with better materials. Mattresses that are hand-built in local factories. Mattresses that cost hundreds less than the mainstream mattress brands. Now, I know what you're thinking. This all sounds too good to be true, right? Well, it isn't. Stop by one of our factory locations or visit us at originalmattress.com to see the OMF difference for yourself. The Original Mattress Factory. Thoughtfully made, honestly priced.
Baby boomers have shared their frustration about how much tax they pay. Let me reverse that for you and put the emphasis on saving taxes. This is Chuck Oliver, founder of the Hidden Wealth Solution, and I've been helping clients for over two decades to get their retirement on track and avoid the tax traps. Daily, I see clients paying taxes needlessly instead of maximizing their financial future. Learn how to save unnecessary tax and optimize your retirement. Visit retirementprotected.com, retirementprotected.com.
At Miami Valley Gaming, a Buckeye in your pocket is lucky. And with over 1,800 gaming machines...
Hey, Lucy.
Oh, wow. It's Bucky, the Buckeye farmer.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to the people.
So there's tiny people inside the microphones? Awesome.
Aw, Bucky. Visit Miami Valley Gaming just off I-75 at exit 29. Get ready to get lucky.
Must be 21. Gambling problem in Ohio? Call the Gambling Helpline at 1-800-589-9966.
Sunshine peeking through some thin cirrus clouds out there today. High temperatures climbing to 31 degrees as we go into the overnight hours, dipping down into the upper teens once again under partly cloudy skies. Mostly sunny tomorrow with a high temperature lifting into the middle to upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Jesse Mag on the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on Dayton and Springfield's 24-hour news, weather, and traffic station, AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Welcome back to the show, and we only have a few minutes left, but I want to let you know about a couple of very exciting things going on down at Sim Trainer. First of all, I want to tell you about our Christmas raffle. Christmas raffle is something that people look forward to every year. This year, it's smoking hot, lots of great prizes. First prize, Rock River Beyond the Basics M4 rifle. Second prize is our very popular Training Pass Plus, and our Training Pass Plus includes free registration into all five of our advanced handgun series and a one-year one-year membership to the range.
And can be either
$750 value.
It can either be a new membership or an extension of your current membership.
It could be an extension of the current membership if it would be a current member that would win. Third prize is a Smith & Wesson Shield 2.0. Fourth prize is a Securit Lockbox or Fastbox 47 and a Gun Vault Speed Vault combo. So you get the Securit Fastbox 47 for upright or vertical or horizontal storage, either under bed or in the corner of a closet or in a room, and also get a Gun Vault Speed Vault combo for your handgun. And in fifth prize is any in-stock Crimson Trace handgun laser. Tickets are $10 a piece or three for 20. They're available from any staff member. The easiest way to get them is down at the range. I just want to tell you that also for anybody who either buys 10 tickets and or who takes 10 tickets and it helps us sell them and sells all of them, you're going to get a $20 Sim Trainer gift card if you either buy all 10 or sell combination buy and sell 10. So you get an additional $20 gift card. So come on down to the range, get your chances to win. We're going to draw the winners in that on Christmas Eve, and we'll notify you that week in between Christmas and New Year's, and you can come and claim your prizes.
All right, Jeff, left.
Go ahead, Mark.
Let's jump back out to the phones and talk to Steve, who's calling from Dayton. Steve, welcome to the show. Steve, are you there? All right, you need to turn your radio off or turn it down, and then we'll come back out to you. Steve, are you there now?
No, well, we'll try.
Okay, well, we'll give him another chance after a bit.
I was just talking about the Training Pass. The Training Pass Plus is a great deal. As I mentioned, it includes all of our advanced handgun series 1 through 5 and a free one-year membership, no pay as you go. It's just you come and you shoot all you want for one solid year. Or as Mark mentioned, it can be an extension of an existing membership. So if an existing member gets it, it's not going to go for naught. They can just extend their membership a year from when it expires. Our basic training pass is also very popular because we've upgraded it to include both our basic handgun class and the concealed carry class. In addition, you get to use all the guns in the basic handgun class, find out the one that you like, and then ultimately whichever one you like. If you haven't purchased it by the time your concealed carry class, you get to use that for free. Plus, we provide the ammunition for both classes, and we're going to give you a quarterly membership to the range. So our Training Pass Plus and our Training Pass, in addition for the Training Pass Plus being offered as a prize, we sell those separately. The Training Pass is $200, and that's about a $350-plus value. The Training Pass Plus is also sold for $500, and that's a $750 value. But that's something that if you're interested, you're going to want to come down to the range and see if it's something that you can benefit from. And we have it's probably the most popular item that we're selling in addition to our Securit Fast Boxes, which are becoming increasingly popular. Realize you only have now we have, what is it, Mark, 17 days before Christmas, just two weeks and a few days. I warned all of you back in February that Christmas was going to be upon us very quickly. I believe I gave you another warning in May, another one in August before we went off the air, and then the one time we were on the air in early October, and here we are 2.5 weeks, and you haven't even maybe asked me what I want for Christmas. So you got a little bit of time. You can send an email to the range if you're interested in getting me something, but certainly stop down to the range and see if something you can get yourself or somebody in your family, a friend, a coworker, whatever the case is. We have some great deals going on pretty much everything throughout the store. And one of the best things that you can get them is a gift certificate. If you don't know exactly what to get them, come down and get them a gift certificate, and then they can come in on their own and use the gift certificate for whatever they want.
Jeff, let's give folks a couple of program notes. First, we will be on the air next week on the 15th. That also, by the way, is Bill of Rights Day. That's the anniversary of the ratification of the Bill of Rights, which includes, obviously, the Second Amendment. So if that is not something that you've read recently, that's a good day to do that. We'd also encourage you to come join us on the air that day. We will not be on the air on the 22nd, which is the Saturday before Christmas, but we'd love to see you come down to the range and spend some time down there and help us celebrate Christmas in our own way with maybe a little ballistic therapy. So it's been a great year. It's been a fast year. It's hard to believe that it just seems like January was just a little while ago, but things have flown by, and we're almost at the end of 2018. Hard to imagine.
You know, again, the fastest 37 minutes in radio, yeah. You figure we're on the air 40 to 45 times a year. less than 1,500 minutes. I mean, it's great being here. We're glad to share it with you, and we just hope you enjoy what we produce.
Well, thanks very much for everyone for being part of the show today. Again, be with us back next week when we'll be on, and then if we don't hear you then, have a Merry Christmas. This is Mark Avery and Jeff Pedro for Shooting from the Hip on AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.